line up this way, this is it.
That's a two.
Remember,
it's okay.
So pleasant to see you. Yeah.
As the words of this chalice lighting remind us, this is a day of remembrance. Is it a day to remember lives lost and of the need even a decade later to comfort and support those who still mourn their losses? It is a day of sober reflection, a time to be aware of the still unhealed nature of our world, of its broken places that are still in need of reconciliation. It is a time to be aware of the forces in hatred and division that still plague the human race across our globe. And yet it is also a time to be aware of the even greater strength and power of the forces of love and unity, a power that has not yet been fully realized by us as a human race. And so it is also a day of hope and a day of faith. It is a time to rekindle our hope for what our hopes for what our world might yet be. A day to rekindle our faith in and our determination for a time when earth shall be fair and all her people one. In the aftermath of the attacks of 9/11, two United Church of Christ ministers and authors of several books on spiritual practices, the Reverends Frederick and Marianne Broussard, composed a litany. They drew based it on a poem by the Buddhist leader Thich Nhat Hanh. The poem is called Rest in Peace. They first composed this 10 years ago for the many and varied services that took place in the days following 9/11. We've adapted it slightly for this time with the participation of our worship associates. They will lead you in the litany. As they lead you, respond with the words that on the sheet you were given, the words that are in capital letters. Whatever, where do you want to go?
I am the World Trade Center Tower. I was standing tall in the clear blue sky and felt a violent blow in my side and collapsed to the ground.
May he rest in peace.
I am a terrified passenger on a hijacked plane, not knowing where we are going or that I was riding on fuel tanks that would be instruments of death.
May you rest in peace.
I am a firefighter sent into the dark corridors of smoke and debris on a mission of mercy. I risked my life to save others, not knowing if I would make it out alive.
May you rest in peace.
I am a survivor who fled down the steps and made it out of the building to safety, and nothing will ever be the same in my soul.
May you be at peace.
I am an American who still feels violated and still recall feelings of fear, anger, bewilderment, and grief. I still mourn for my country.
May you be at peace.
I am a citizen of the world, of a global community. I had to fight back my feelings of rage and despair at those horrible events. I am a person of faith who still struggles to believe in human possibility, who still struggles to believe that love is stronger than hatred.
May it be.
I am a child of the universe, a part of a greater humanity, who believes that we are all the sons and daughters of a greater reality, known by many names and through many faith traditions, that continues to enfold and bless us all.
May we all know peace.
I'm going to ask you to sing together the song that Jed was playing as we gathered here. I don't think we need our hymnals for it. The words are, there is more love somewhere. There is more love somewhere. I'm going to keep on until I find it. There is more love somewhere. And then it's, there is more hope, there is more joy, and there is more peace. Remember, joy, hope, love, hope. Is Jed, you want to lead us in this business? Thank you, worship associates. Thank all of you for being here. We have a departing ritual now you're invited to take part in. As we leave to go to the coffee hour, you can go along there and through the link. As you go, I think there are some smooth stone rocks on the baskets, really, over on the steps over there. I want you to take one of those with you. I'd like you to hold it in your hand. Let it represent your hopes for a peaceful and reconciled world. Let it represent your renewed dedication to be what Martin Luther King called a drum major for peace and a drum major for justice. Carry the rock with you as you walk in front of the church. And as you turn to go to the parish house link door, you will see on your right two containers of water. It's the water we collected in our service, representing the many journeys that have come back to this place as we begin another life, another year in our life as a congregation. So you're invited to take the rock that you have carried and drop it into the water so the hope and the commitment that you carry can be joined with all of us who make up this blessed community, a community of love, hope, peace, joy, and justice for all. Blessed be. Let us go in peace.